DW.
The term new normal, that's certainly an expression that many have been using. And yes, the state of emergency, the terrorist attacks, the frustration that everyone is feeling really is becoming a new normal here. You know, as much as the government claims to be pushing back against these terrorist elements, the terrorists keep pushing back harder, it seems. It's the bad guys keep seeming to find a way. This New Year's Eve attack is case in point. Turkey was on high alert. It did have heightened security across the country on New Year's. For one, because ISIL had said that they, you know, would interrupt New Year's celebrations in Turkey. And as well, the U.S. shared intelligence with Turkey in that regard. Yet despite this heightened security, 24,000 police officers, for instance, were stationed across Istanbul alone that night. The attack was still able to happen. There were checkpoints all across the city. Yet the perpetrator was still able to take a cab carrying a backpack with the assault rifle all across town.
As you just said, I mean, the Turks, they're no strangers to terrorist attacks. But I mean, this new attack on New Year's Eve, how are Turks coping with this attack, with the situation? Has anything changed in the mindset of Turks over this?
In this particular attack, what was very disturbing are some social media posts that came out shortly thereafter from, I guess you could say, ultra-conservatives praising the attacks. Of course, the attack was on a nightclub. The attack was on a certain lifestyle, we could say. But the government has come out in response to these social media posts and said that they would not allow the attack to divide the country and that no one's lifestyle will be allowed to be threatened in Turkey. So those that live that lifestyle, of course, were sort of more affected by this particular attack. But with every death, every bad experience here, it affects everybody quite substantially. And it's almost like a continuation of that rotation of emotions, as I just mentioned. From the attack in December at the Beşiktaş Sporting Stadium, people out enjoying a sporting event when two simultaneous suicide blasts occurred that killed 38 people. Most of those, however, were police officers. And so that really impacted across every lifestyle here, as, you know, these are the people that are supposed to be protecting everybody, yet they are the ones targeted. So it really does put an air of fear that, you know, anyone, anywhere, living any kind of lifestyle at any time can be affected by this. This is what a few Turks had to say about how they feel shortly after the attack.
Of course, safety measures are not enough. We also think that the intelligence services are not doing enough. But we also have to criticize the fact that none of our leaders is taking any responsibility in this. After so many terrible attacks, we have to underline that nobody has taken responsibility and resigned.
The reason why this kind of place was targeted is clear. They want people to live in fear, above all, and that people choose to shut themselves up at home and don't go outside, not even for a walk in the street.
Of course, Natalie, Turkey, as you just said, it suffered a lot more than just this one terror attack in recent months. Looking back, 2016, with all its political upheaval and violence, it was truly an annus horribilis for Turkey. Would you say, I mean, what would you say are Turks most concerned about looking ahead now?
Well, 2016 was a very, very uncomfortable year here in Turkey. We had nearly 30 attacks that were called terrorist attacks, nearly 600 killed, if you would include the 270 that were killed in the attempted coup over the summer. So again, this is first and foremost in everyone's sort of mindset is a real concern that these attacks will just continue on. The government is not going to pull back its operations from Syria, from Iraq. It's clamped down on ISIL militants. It's clamped down on Kurdish separatists. And so, unfortunately, we can only expect kickback from all of that. So a lot of people are very concerned about that, of course. The economy as well is another area of grave concern going into 2017. The Turkish lira hit historic lows against the dollar in 2016, and it continues to drop. That's affecting a lot of people, of course. Turks are making less money. People are spending less. So there really is a discussion about quality of life here.
Natalie, how does the Turkey you used to know compare to the Turkey you see today?
Well, I like to see it, as I always have, a beautiful, beautiful city in particular. Istanbul, of course, is just stunning with its juxtaposition of old and new, with history and postmodernism. But of course, yes, it's changed here. And it's very sad to see. More and more of my friends, for instance, don't see a future for themselves here. They want to emigrate, which, of course, is only going to change the landscape here further if young, well-educated, worldly individuals are leaving. Despite nationalism surging, it's really out of anger more than out of sort of pride for their nation. And that's really sad to see. I mean, I came to Turkey at a time when the economy was booming and people were dreaming big. There was a lot that people were planning to accomplish in this sort of new Turkey. But those big dreams are no longer really there, or at least these people are not envisioning these big dreams happening here. As well, all of this has really tarnished the image it gives Turks around the world, which is quite disheartening. I mean, I myself have married to a Turk whose name is Mustafa. And I'll be quite frank, you know, when I speak to people that I don't personally know in the West, I do get a lot of questions. And that's, again, that's just very sad to see. And I don't think that would be the case if Turkey had continued along the path that it was going back in, again, 2011, 2012. So this is just all really unfortunate. And yes, while a lot of the problems do stem domestically, Turkey, of course, is also, you know, feeling the backlash of wars, two wars happening on its borders in Iraq and in Syria, and unfortunately is paying the price for all of that. So I can only hope that this phase, I'd like to see it as just a phase, won't last too much longer. And while Turkey may have to struggle to get up again, that it remains determined to do so. Because again, this country and its people just have so much potential with so much to offer.
This report was brought to you by DW.